thousands mobilizing to keep Corbyn London. An all-London meeting was called at very short notice on the 6th of July by Momentum to organize support for Jeremy Corbyn. The chair reported that 2,000 were in the venue. As well as Jeremy, other speakers included Matt Rack, General Secretary of the Fire Brigades Union, John Landsman, Chair of Momentum, Diane Abbott MP, and several others. Matt Rack made a hard-hitting speech, condemning the backstabbing MPs, and pledging full support for Corbyn and the expected leadership challenge. John Landsman talked about the plans that have been made to defend Jeremy, and he reported that already 100,000 have joined the Labour Party since MPs passed their motion of no confidence. Rhea Wilson, young member candidate for the Labour next, said that the party was now reaching breaking point. Socialism. Unfortunately, Jeremy could not attend the event in person, but he recorded a short video message where he said he stood for the redistribution of wealth and for socialist values. The meeting was unanimous in condemning the attacks on the democratically elected leader of the Labour Party, and the audience was clearly very enthusiastic to take up the fight. One shortcoming of the meeting was that no call was made to welcome in all left forces to participate in the struggle. At a meeting of Tower Hamlets Momentum a few months ago, John Landsman made it clear that I and other Socialist Party members would not be welcome to participate. I hope that in the new circumstances, now battle lines have been drawn, the need for left unity will lead to a rethink. Another worrying feature of the contributions was that there was no recognition that the traitor Labour MPs have, by their own actions, once and for all put themselves outside the ranks of the movement. Any move to welcome them back and let bygones be bygones would be disastrous. Pete Dickinson,